are visiting now with Daniel Mintz. Daniel Mintz is the director of the Food Studies program at Loyola University. And there is a new program starting this fall. Loyola students will be able to receive a Bachelor of Arts degree in Food Studies. And Daniel, good morning to you.
Hi, Jim. It's good to be with you.
How significant is this new major that you have concocted at Loyola?
Well, it's quite significant, we think. Food Studies is an integrated program that looks at a wide variety of aspects of the world relating to food, everything from the business of food, the way food gets from the field to the plate, the way food is produced and marketed both in restaurants and in retail situations, and the policies that surround food, from policies regulating global trade to the National Farm Bill to policies regulating whether and where you're able to have an urban farm or a farmer's market, to the way that food is integrated into our cultural lives. My background is in English, so that's my own personal wheelhouse. But we think, you know, one of the things that's so exciting about this new program for us is that food is such a central aspect of everybody's life. There's no escaping it. We eat food 2 to 3 times a day, many of us, many more than that. And it's one of the most significant ways that we engage with the world ethically, that we engage in community with one another, that we are a part of a wide variety of systems that embed us in the world that surround us. And this is a program that gives our students an opportunity to look deeply at that easily overlooked aspect of our world and learn quite a bit about a surprisingly varied complicated set of relationships and subjects.
This would seem to be a natural for New Orleans, a city that is synonymous with food.
Without question. We're thrilled to be embedded in such a rich context for eating, for thinking about food, and a context that gives us access to so many community partners, both restaurateurs, nonprofit organizations that are engaging in issues relating to food access, food security, and food sovereignty, an exciting governmental context as well that is working on a surprising array of food-related projects and issues.
Daniel Mintz is our guest. He is the director of the Food Studies program at Loyola, which is starting this fall, as in right now. And the students will consider issues of hunger, abundance, food distribution. You're going to go beyond actually what is on the table, but certainly make this a process that involves social justice as well.
Yeah, social justice is part of the core of Loyola's mission, and it's at the core of our food studies program as well. In fact, this term, we're launching a sociology course called Sociology of Food and Food Justice, which looks at the way that food is embedded in society, but from a perspective that focuses on equities and inequities, issues of justice and distribution. And this is a course where students are going to be not just learning about this in the classroom and from text, but going out into the community to speak with people who are doing this work and to learn from the way that work gets done.
877-217-5757. A few more minutes with Daniel Mintz, director of the Food Studies program at Loyola University, and it is a beautiful school and certainly part of the fabric not only of New Orleans but of Louisiana. And this is a program, I think, that is long overdue. A listener notes about the John Foles Culinary Institute at Nichols. It serves a great purpose. It's been around, I think, about 20 years, but this will be a different kind of program, won't it?
Yes, that's correct. I mean, there are a lot of truly excellent culinary and hospitality programs already in South Louisiana, and we're not aiming to duplicate those programs. We're aiming to give a rich, liberal arts-based education that at the same time connects students with the practical realities of food business and food policymaking in our state, in our nation, and in the world at large. At the same time, we are truly privileged to share some of the resources that the John Foulkes Culinary Institute, for example, is able to offer. And as the program develops, we are very excited to develop and strengthen our collaboration with other institutions in the area that are working on these issues as well.
Another listener, Daniel, asks about the food system, the city's food system in New Orleans. How is it?
Well, that's a subject of a fair amount of research right now. You know, there's an organization in New Orleans, the Food Policy Action Committee, Advisory Committee, that is currently undertaking a survey of the city's food system. And one of the rationales for this is that we really don't have a comprehensive picture of all of the aspects of food production and delivery that are relevant to the New Orleans context. So one of the things that our students are going to be engaged in is a project of study that puts them into contact with New Orleans food systems and helps them to answer questions related to what those food systems look like. For your listening audience, a food system is broadly everything that goes into food production and the movement of food from the point of production to the point of waste. So what happens on a farm, how the food makes it from a farm to a distributor, to a supermarket or to a restaurant, why we eat the foods that we do, the sort of issues surrounding diet and culture that govern our food consumption, and then what we do with the food that we don't use or that we discard.
Thank you for joining us today, Daniel Mintz, and congratulations on the new program, Loyola University introducing a food studies program. It's been a pleasure, and I'm sure we'll have occasion to talk again. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you very much, Jim.